This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado will get more than 45,000 doses of the new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Jared Polis says that means the state will soon be vaccinating more than 400,000 people a week.
Very much looking forward to that. It's logistically easier with one dose than two. We're excited to add that to the arsenal of weapons that will allow us to defeat this deadly virus.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved by the FDA on February 27th. By the end of this month, the White House estimates there will be 6 million doses of the vaccine distributed across the U.S. This evening, the Aurora City Council will question investigators who last week released their findings on the death of Elijah McClain. The independent investigation found Aurora police officers were not justified in stopping McClain, who was not accused of any crime when police approached him in August 2019. McClain was put in two carotid holds and injected with the sedative ketamine and died after the encounter. The investigators also found issues with the police department's follow-up on the incident. The city council meeting starts at 6. Colorado is a step closer to retiring the junior college designation. A bill in the state Senate that would remove the word junior from the three remaining junior colleges in the state passed its second reading today. College officials hope the name change makes clear that the schools aren't inferior to other two-year colleges. The bill will go through one last vote in the Senate before moving to the House. This is CPR News.